Good morning. Let's first read the Bible. As you might have guessed, we're going to do the parable of the sower this morning. So it's Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to do verses 3 through till 9. He used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow corn. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. The seed soon sprouted, because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it burnt the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. But some seeds fell on good soil, and the plants produced corn. Some produced 100 grains, others 60, and others 30. And Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears." Well, good morning, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jeff. Nice to meet you all. Now, the parable of the sower has always been one of my favourite parables. It's one you hear a lot, I think, when you're young. And when I prepared for this talk and read the passage a fair few times, I thought, you know, there's several challenges in there that as Christians we can identify and learn from. The first one being the challenge of the sower. Now, in the parable, Jesus is the sower, and the seed is our faith in him. But we as Christians are called to be sowers too. We can identify with that role. Jesus challenges us in Matthew 28, verse 19, to go forth to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. So that got me thinking, how do you sow? Now, truth is, in all my extensive gardening and farming experience, I've never done a lot of sowing. I don't think probably many of us have, being modern-day men and women. We just go to the supermarket and buy our stuff there. It's not really much of a current pastime. So I thought we'd give it a little try this morning. Now, I brought some beans with me. They're mint beans. You might not have seen them before. Magic. I traded them for my last cow. I've got a little helper. Is that you going to come and help me? There we go. So, I've got two helpers. Look at that. Marvellous. Always helpful. Never this helpful at home. Right, so I thought we'd try sowing some seeds into the congregation. So who wants some mint seeds? You all look like you're, or mint beans, as they actually are technically. Howie, you look like you could do with some mint beans. Here you go. Make sure you've got glasses on, because they're going to come flying at you in a minute. There we go. So if you take a sort of a fistful of them, and just sort of throw them towards that gentleman there. That's it. Yep, let's kind of scatter some around. There we go, yep. There we go, excellent. Well done. Look, that saves those mint beans for all. We want to share them around. There we go, let's go over here. Who else? Oh, look, they're very liberal with the mint beans. There we go. Oh, mint beans for you, Steve. You wanted some mint beans, I see. You're a keen gardener. There we go. Some mint beans coming at you there. Oh, anyone? Oh, mint beans over for here. There we go. Mint beans all round. There we go. Well, there's only two left. I'll have to buy you some more. Oh, we've got a mint bean over here. They want a mint bean here. There we go. Thank you, my little helpers. Sit yourselves down. Well done. Right. If you plant them in your garden, water them, they'll grow lovely. Have a lovely mint bean plant. Right. Well, that was pretty much my best effort at sowing. As you can see, it was a bit directionless, wasn't it? It didn't really go quite as we wanted, but that's kind of as the parable says. When Jesus speaks of scattering the seeds, we are not certain where it might fall. We've got no idea. So consequently, as Christians, when we go about our daily lives, we need to be very conscious of our words and actions. They identify us as Christians as much, probably more than any statement of faith we can make. Once when I was chatting with a colleague, and I mentioned I went to church, he responded with a statement that I found incredibly disappointing. He said, "I would never have realised you were a Christian." Now, I reflected on this, and I thought, I was really flat and frustrated. But my behaviour and interactions with him hadn't led him to believe I would have a faith. Now, it may simply have been that I didn't meet up with his media stereotype of a Bible basher or what he expected me to be as a Christian. But it left me with a lot to think about. Like we saw with the balloons, we don't know what soil our seeds we sow are going to land on. We don't know how someone's going to interpret our reactions, how they're going to respond to them. We've got no control over that. That's random. But what we can do is endeavour to ensure that the seeds we cast out, the actions that we put forth, are truthful representations of his teachings, are worthy of him. The second challenge in this parable is one of the obstacles. Now, it seems to me from that parable that farming in biblical times was pretty tough. Birds were munching up your seeds, weeds were growing and choking out new growth. There was no handy little Resolver weed killer spray to spritz around. difficult land full of stones, no modern farming machinery. There are obstacles to the seed taking root and flourishing. So too are there obstacles for our faith, for the seeds of our faith taking root. We saw with Postman Pete, when he was delivering his letters, there were obstacles. We live in a world of distractions. Little question for you here. Who has a smartphone? Or even a mobile phone? Everyone got one? Everyone's got one now, even the kids. Who here checked their smartphone within 30 minutes of getting up this morning? Now, I want some honesty here, because it's going to get less. Who here checked it within 15 minutes? I'll put my hand up. I did. Who here checked it within 5 minutes? Yeah, there we go. Who here has checked it once the sermon started? Yeah, it's going down. Take some names. Take the names, Amanda. Let me give you some facts. The average smartphone user spends 12 minutes a day on phone calls, 14 minutes a day listening to music, 16 minutes on social media, and half an hour just browsing. That's about an hour and a quarter, hour and 20 minutes of just time spent on your mobile phone. And that's the average user. That accounts for your 90-year-olds who don't have a smartphone, as well as your youth who spend their time glued to it 24/7. It's quite the distraction. We live in a world of responsibilities. Who here has kids? They're an even bigger call upon your time. And I am constantly assured by every parent I ever meet whose kids are older than mine that, don't worry, it only gets worse. Jobs, family, friends, football teams, hobbies, DIY, gardening, wives. The list goes on. We have so many requirements on us, took you a while, that I'm sure if you're anything like me, it feels like the world is racing by. I frequently find myself uttering the phrase, I am just so busy, at least once a day. It means there are lots of reasons, things, requirements and responsibilities that can lead us to choke out and inhibit and stop the growth of faith in ourselves and those around us. Look at Postman Pete, all those people getting invitations to Christ. And lots of things got in the way, bills got in the way, dogs getting in the way, blocking the message. But simple acts can make an enormous difference. I'll let you into a little secret. I didn't want to be here today. It's true. I never wanted to join the all-age service. I've got two kids. I work shifts in a busy hospital where I'm a clinical lead. I've got no time to be part of the all-age service. It's quite frankly a burden and a pain in the neck. Meetings every month, I do not have time. So why am I here then, speaking to you? Well, I can attribute that to several individuals. Amanda from the All Aid Service, Lou, they spoke to me and challenged me. One person in particular was my wife. She nagged me. She repeatedly spoke to me. Sorry, darling. I'll pay for that later. About how this would be a good thing for me to do. Help me to focus more on my faith. And it would be good for my sons to see me up here speaking, active as part of the church. Amanda, despite the fact that it makes our life much more difficult at times and busy, and we get to spend less time with each other, encouraged me to grow in my faith. This is another challenge we see in the parable of the sower. Not to let entertainments, responsibilities, requirements, however demanding they can be sometimes, to obstruct and distract ourselves and others. We have to make the effort to encourage those seeds of faith to grow, to take root and flourish. And we've got to acknowledge that it won't always be cost-free to us. Sowing is hard work. The third challenge of the parable is a very personal one. The challenge of the soil. Now, is anyone here a good gardener? Well, I've seen your garden, so no. Anyone a good gardener? There must be. I mean, I'm an excellent gardener. I don't know if anyone's aware of this, but I am. You're a big gardener. Well, I mean, I think you'll be a bit jealous, I'll be honest with you. I brought one of my examples in today. Just get it up. Here we go. It's quite heavy. Heavier than I realised when I bought it in the car. There we go. Right, let's take that off. There we go. So this is, I've got two of these. They sit outside my front door. Oops. There we go. As you can see, what I've done here with this plant is I've taken it, and when it came to me, it was green, and I've put it in this sort of dried up patch of earth, and I've left it. And now, not everyone can do this, but I've turned it sort of brown and crispy. I've got some other photos of my garden. I'll put them on the screen. Maybe. There we go. So what you can see there, that sits just the side of my front door. And I've sort of let it sort of fuse together. Various things have grown up there. There is a pink flower in there somewhere. I think the previous owners put that in. And then the next one, like these ones, I didn't even have to plant these ones. That's how good I am. They just came up. Yeah, it's amazing. And the next one, you see these little yellow flowers? I've interseeded my lawn with them. They're literally full of them. It's fantastic. Well, as you might have guessed, I am actually not that good of a gardener. I wouldn't even say I'm even an average one. So what does a good gardener do to create a fertile garden? How does a good farmer go about creating a fertile crop? Well, when it comes to gardening questions, there really is only one person to turn to. Alan Titchmarsh. Now, I'll do this quote in his accent, make it easy for you to understand. The key to a healthy crop is good soil. Few of us have perfect soil. To get it, you need to enrich and feed it with bulky organic matter. Now, don't worry. I'm not I'm not saying you should start going about eating bulky organic matter before you come to Sunday morning service every week. We'd have to open all the windows for a start. As Christians, though, we do need to prepare ourselves. We need to nourish ourselves so that our faith can grow. None of us are perfect. We, like the parable says, can be too hard, too shallow. Our spirit can be too dry. We need to take on our spiritual nourishment. And this nourishment comes to us through prayer, spending quiet time with God, bringing our fears and our joys to him, bringing our responsibilities and our burdens too, letting our issues that would perhaps choke out our faith rest with him. Nourishment comes by reading his word. Isaiah 55 verse 10 to 11 says, "My word is like the snow and the rain that comes down from the sky to water the earth. They make the crops grow and seed and provide seed for sowing and food to eat." Reading our Bibles and hearing his word spoken gives us energy, fuels us to grow in our faith and service. The parable of the sower, then, is a challenge. It's a challenge for us to make the effort to grow to a deeper connection with God and to help and encourage and sow that connection with others, even though it might be a sacrifice. More than this, though, is an expression of God's desire to see us grow in our relationship with him. Let's respond in prayer. Dear Lord, help us to go forth and sow your seeds of faith. Help us to look for ways in our lives to encourage ourselves and others in that journey with you, and ensure that we don't find ourselves as that obstacle, creating distractions for those around us, inhibiting their faith. Give us the strength to sacrifice when we need to. Give us your nourishment this week, that we might grow in faith with you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.